Multilingual Books, Foreign Service Institute.
This is the second part of Module 1, Unit 1 of the Filipino Head Start. Let's review the dialogue for this unit. In the following conversation, the Turners have run into Mrs. Cruz. Listen as they exchange greetings and Bob Turner introduces his wife.
Magandang gabi po.
Magandang gabi po naman, Ginang Cruz. Kumusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman. At kayo?
Mabuti po naman. Ginang Cruz, ito po si Anne. May bahay ko.
Ikinagagala kong makilala kayo, Ginang Turner. Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Ginang Cruz.
Another way to greet one person formally is to add
sa inyo.
The plural of
sa iyo.
Repeat.
Sa inyo.
This is also used to greet more than one person. If you're greeting several people, you can add
lahat,
which means all.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
Notice that when followed by another word,
inyo,
adds the linker ng. Repeat.
Inyong lahat. Inyong lahat. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
How would you say good morning to someone older or higher in rank?
Magandang umaga sa inyo.
Now, suppose you come into your office and you want to greet three or four people who are already there. What do you say? If you said,
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
You were correct. Exercise 6. Say in Tagalog the greetings you see in your book. For example, if you read, Good morning, Mrs. Ruiz, say,
Magandang umaga po, Ginang Ruiz.
Or, if she's much older than you,
Magandang umaga sa inyo, Ginang Ruiz.
Let's begin with the first greeting.
Magandang tanghali sa iyo, Carlos. Magandang gabi po, Ginoong Cruz.
Or,
Magandang gabi sa inyo, Ginoong Cruz. Magandang hapon sa iyo, Pasita. Magandang araw po, Binibining Ramirez. Magandang gabi po, Tiniente. Magandang hapon sa iyo, Ana. Magandang tanghali po, Sargento. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat.
Remember how to say, how are you?
Kumusta po kayo?
You can also say,
Kumusta ka?
Repeat.
Kumusta ka? Kumusta ka? Ka.
The less formal form of you is used when you are speaking to someone about your own age or lower in rank. Exercise 7. Let's practice saying good morning and how are you? For example, if you hear lieutenant, you say,
Magandang umaga po, Teniente. Kumusta po kayo?
If you hear a first name like Lydia, you say,
Magandang umaga sa'yo, Lydia. Kumusta ka?
When you hear a first name, use the less formal form. Ready? Rebecca.
Magandang umaga sa'yo, Rebecca. Kumusta ka?
Miguel.
Magandang umaga sa'yo, Miguel. Kumusta ka?
Mrs. Garcia.
Magandang umaga po, Ginang Garcia. Kumusta po kayo?
Sergeant Santos.
Magandang umaga po, Sargento. Kumusta po kayo?
Pasita.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Pasita. Kumusta ka?
Mr. Abrera.
Magandang umaga po, Ginoong Abrera. Kumusta po kayo?
Exercise 8. Say the following sentences in Tagalog. Good morning, Mrs. Paraiso. How are you?
Magandang umaga po, Ginang Paraiso. Kumusta po kayo?
Good afternoon, Roberto. How are you?
Magandang hapon sa iyo, Roberto. Kumusta ka?
Good noon, Mrs. Ruiz. How are you?
Magandang tanghali po, Binibining Ruiz. Kumusta po kayo?
Good evening, Captain. How are you?
Magandang gabi po, Kapitan. Kumusta po kayo?
Good day, Tomas. How are you?
Magandang araw sa iyo, Tomas. Kumusta ka?
The answer to
Kumusta po kayo?
Or to
Kumusta ka?
Is
Mabuti po naman.
Or
Mabuti naman.
Exercise 9. Listen carefully to the greetings and respond accordingly. For example, if you hear
Magandang umaga po, kumusta po kayo?
You say
Mabuti po naman.
If you hear
Magandang gabi sa iyo, kumusta ka?
You say
Mabuti naman.
Ready?
Magandang umaga po, kumusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman.
Magandang gabi po. Kamusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman.
Magandang hapon sa iyo. Kamusta ka?
Mabuti naman.
Magandang tanghali po. Kamusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman.
Magandang araw sa iyo. Kamusta ka?
Mabuti naman.
Magandang gabi sa iyo. Kamusta ka?
Mabuti naman.
Magandang hapon po. Kamusta po kayo?
Mabuti po naman.
In the conversation, Bob Turner introduces his wife by saying,
Ito po si Ann, may bahay ko.
The word for husband is
Asawa.
Repeat.
Asawa. Asawa.
So if Ann were introducing her husband Bob, she would say,
Ito po si Bob, asawa ko.
Asawa
is also used colloquially for wife and is much more common than the more formal
May bahay.
The word for friend is
Kaibigan.
Repeat.
Kaibigan. Kaibigan.
How would you introduce Tom, your friend?
Ito po si Tom, kaibigan ko.
I is
ako.
So to introduce yourself, you say
ako po si
and your name. Exercise 10. Listen and repeat these sentences.
Ito po si Mary, may bahay ko. Ito po si Peter, asawa ko. Ito po si Ellen, asawa ko. Ito po si Frank Olson, kaibigan ko. Ito po si Ginoong Cruz. Ito po si Binibining Paraiso.
Exercise 11. Introduce the following people. Carl, your husband.
Ito po si Carl, asawa ko.
Tony Johnson, your friend.
Ito po si Tony Johnson, kaibigan ko.
Lieutenant Miller, your friend.
Ito po si Teniente Miller, kaibigan ko.
Yourself. You should have said
Ako po si
and your name. Karen, your wife.
Ito po si Karen, asawa ko.
The word for my has two forms.
Ko.
When used after a noun, as in
Asawa ko.
And
Aking.
when used in front of a noun, as in,
Aking asawa.
Notice also that the name can come first or second, just as in English. This is Alicia, my wife.
Ito si Alicia, asawa ko.
Or, this is my wife, Alicia.
Ito ang aking asawa, si Alicia.
Exercise 12. Listen and repeat these sentences.
Ito si Alicia, asawa ko. Ito ang asawa ko, si Alicia. Ito si Alicia, aking asawa. Ito ang aking asawa, si Alicia.
When someone is introduced to you, you can simply say,
Kumusta po kayo?
Or,
Ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
Exercise 13. Several people will introduce themselves, saying that they are happy to meet you. Respond that you are also pleased, addressing each person by name. For example, if you hear,
Ako po si Kapitan Juan Santos. Kinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
You say,
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Kapitan Santos.
Are you ready?
Ako po si Tiniente Fidel Corona. Kinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Tiniente Corona.
Ako po si Kapitan Ridon. Kinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Kapitan Ridon.
Ako po si Major Parado. Kinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Major Parado.
Ako po si Rafael Aquino. Kinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Ginoong Aquino.
Ako po si Alicia Lazaro. Kinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Ginang Lazaro.
Or,
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo, Binibining Lazaro.
Note that it is considered presumptuous for Filipinos to introduce themselves with Mr., Mrs., or Miss. When a woman introduces herself using her first and last name, you can address her as either Miss. Or Mrs. You'll be corrected if you guess wrong. Listen to the following conversation. See how much you can understand.
Magandang araw po, Ginang Turner.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Gloria. Kumusta ka?
Mabuti po naman, Ginang Turner. Ito po si Rosa, kaibigan ko.
Nagagalak po akong makilala kayo, Ginang Turner.
Kumusta ka, Rosa?
This concludes Program 2 of the Filipino Head Start. If you feel you are ready, take the self-evaluation quiz for Module 1, Unit 1.
Multilingual Books, Foreign Service Institute.